Hi, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I have the privilege of praying you through the Bible verse by verse. The Lord gave me a little word for somebody out there in the audience, and the word is betrayal. One of you is walking through a heavy valley of betrayal right now. I am so sorry that you're walking through that. I just want you to know that the Lord sees that, and He truly understands betrayal. When Jesus walked this earth, He was betrayed. And so just rest in the fact that you can have camaraderie with Jesus in your betrayal. All right, we're in Deuteronomy chapter 3, verses 1 through 15 in the World English Bible, and this is what it says. This is Moses recounting the past, by the way. Then we, the nation of Israel, turned and went up the way to Bashan. Og, the king of Bashan, came out against us, he and all his people, to battle at Edrei. Yahweh said to me, "Don't fear him, for I have delivered him with all his people and his land, into your hand. You shall do to him as you did to Sihon, king of the Amorites, who lived in Heshbon." So Yahweh, our God, also delivered into our hand Og, the king of Bashan, and all his people. We struck him until no one was left to him remaining. We took all of his cities at that time. There was not a city which we didn't take from them. 60 cities, all the region of Argob, the kingdom of Og in Bashan. All these were cities fortified with high walls, gates, and bars, in addition to a great many villages without walls. We utterly destroyed them as we did to Sihon, king of Heshbon, utterly destroying every inhabited city with the women and the little ones. But all the livestock and the plunder of the cities we took for plunder for ourselves. We took the land at that time out of the hand of the two kings of the Amorites who were beyond the Jordan from the valley of the Arnon to Mount Hermon. The Sidonians called Hermon Sirion, and the Amorites called it Senir. We took all the cities of the plain and all Gilead and all Bashan to Salica and Edrei, cities of the kingdom of Og in Bashan. For only Og, king of Bashan, remained of the remnant of the Rephaim. Behold, his bedstead was a bedstead of iron. Isn't it in Rabbah of the children of Ammon? 9 cubits was its length and 4 cubits its width after the cubit of a man. This land we took in possession at that time from Aroer, which is by the valley of the Arnon, half and half the hill country of Gilead with its cities. I gave to the Reubenites and to the Gadites and to the rest of Gilead and all Bashan, the king of Og, I gave to the half-tribe of Manasseh, all the region of Argob, even all of Bashan. The same is called the land of Rephaim. Jair, the son of Manasseh, took all the region of Argob to the border of the Geshurites and the Maacathites and called them, even Bashan, after his own name, Havoth-Jair, to this day. I gave Gilead to Machir. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, this is the beginning of the conquest of the Promised Land, and it's difficult. As a person who grew up in the West with Western eyes, I don't necessarily understand all this conquest, but I know that you are God of all creation and you hold all things together and you judge righteously. And so I will hold this intention as I pray about these conquests of these lands, knowing that you are a just God and knowing that you know the exceeding amount of evil that was going on in those places and the witchcraft and the satanic worship and the idolatry that was going on. And so I just rest it in your hands and I hold those questions in tension. And I love you, Lord, and I thank you that you love us and you give us direction too. Lord, in keeping with this military analogy, and as I prayed earlier this month, just this idea of being in a battle, in a spiritual battle, Lord, I think a lot of times those battles that I face, and I'm guessing it's true for my audience as well, is the battle of the mind and what we believe, to believe one thought over another. And so often we believe lies over truth, and lies often sound like truth because they have a lot of truth, like 98% truth and 2% lie. And so, Lord, I pray for discernment today that as we hear sermons in the pulpit or teaching from Sunday school classes or people on podcasts, that we would be able to discern what is the truth And begin to believe the truth, live the truth, walk in the truth, be led by the truth, to love the truth, to know the truth so well that when a lie slips in, we are very, very aware of it. That is an important battlefield, Lord, and I pray that you would help us today to win the battle of our minds. I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. You can support the podcast by going to Patreon, patreon.com/PrayEveryDay, and you can just read up on it there if you're interested. Hope you have an amazing day, and thank you for allowing me the privilege to pray for you. You are a blessing.